Hey, I was just in the post office, and I told the story to Veronica and Juanita, my friends in there, and I thought I would tell it to you as well. It's a story about a fun way to not get annoyed.
I'm Rabbi Brian Zachary Mayer. I help the spiritual but not religious.
There's a chance that this spiritual thing might not be what you think it is.
You get to choose who you are in this world, and that's enough, and that's awesome.
The less you believe everything you think, the better.
I'm ready, you're ready, let's dive in.
Hi, Rabbi Brian. So I just told this story. I worked at a carnival once, and there was a prize room. And in the prize room, there were, I don't know, maybe five or six, think of any arcade. And in an arcade where there are all the prizes and there's one or two, three kids helping, this was a room, it was a converted classroom. And there were these tables, and that was where the kids would come up with their tickets and they would redeem them for prizes. And every so often, one of the people working the front would go over to the back and bang, bang, hit a bell that was up in the classroom. And I asked, I said, what is that bell? Why are you ringing the bell every so often? And they said, here's what happens is we get kind of frustrated because these kids can be really frustrating. And when we get frustrated, we stand up like we're going to go get the prizes, and we hit the bell. And the bell lets everyone know, and whenever the bell goes, everyone shouts, and it's a way of giving each other support. It's a way of giving each other a little bit of support in what otherwise would be a frustrating moment. And so I just said that to my friends in the post office. I'm like, how do you guys stay patient? And they said, well, one of the ways we do it is by camaraderie, because we have each other. And that's why I told them the story of hitting the bell. Make you wonder, who might you get into cahoots with? Who every so often you could, text maybe the emoji of a bell to, and they know that you just need someone to go, yay, you can do this. Rabbi Brian, Religion Outside the Box, where we make resources to help folks deal with life. Because that's, dearly beloved, we're gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And I find myself ordained as a rabbi and as an educator and a little bit of creativity. And I make these little resources to help people. Hashtag Rabbi Brian 1970.
Can I do a selfie?
Rabbi Brian's guide to patience while not punching someone in the fucking throat. Hey, I'm Rabbi Brian. I'm a real person. I get frustrated and angry, but I've made it a life point to have more patience, to keep leveling up in my patience, and I want to share some techniques with you that have helped me, a genuinely human, you know, like I get mad. I've done things I'm not proud of. Nothing that I haven't apologized for, but I've done things I'm not proud of because I've lost my patience, and I want to teach you some of the things that I've learned that have helped me to have patience.